24 minutes past midday. Joining me in the studio is Libby Hill, who is a Uttoxeter-based speech therapist. Libby, we should explain about your daily work, if you like, because a lot of it is with children, isn't it?
It is, yes. We specialise in children and small talk.
And how do those youngsters come to you? Is it concerned parents? Is it referrals from GPs, from specialists?
The same way as with NHS therapists, but usually parents who are concerned. And one of the things that they're often concerned about is a toddler who goes through a period of disfluency.
What a great word, disfluency. That's wonderful. What do you mean by that, though?
Where they are stuttering or stammering over their words. So they're possibly 2.5 to 3.5. Life's so exciting. They've got so much to say. And they used to call it too fast for their facility. So that there isn't a better term, really, although it's very old-fashioned. But life's so exciting. So they might repeat. So they might say, mum, 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 mummy. Or they might perseverate, so they might go, mummy. But they've just got so many ideas running through their heads, and they're physically not able to cope and keep up with that. Now, a lot of nurseries know that, and they'll advise parents to wait and see. If there's a history of disfluency or stammering in the family, then we would like those referred to speech and language therapy straight away. But quite often, it's just a normal phase that they're going through, and they actually come out the other side. But if parents are worried, we really would like them to see either an NHS therapist or an independent one, because it needs to be handled in the right way.
I love the idea that it is just so many stimulus, thoughts, distractions at that age that the brain is running faster than the tongue can.
Yes, exactly. Which, of course, could be one of the reasons why adults stammer. You know, they might have, you know, so many things going on at such a fast pace. But around 3% of the toddlers might go on to have something more serious. Okay. And the genetic factor is quite important. So if they have someone in the family who's got a history of stammering, then we would want to see them, definitely.
Other than that, though, not a cause for parents to panic too much. As we alluded to in the film, Geoffrey Rush asks Colin Firth's character, when did you first notice nobody's born with this? And he said, oh, I don't know, about 4 or 5. And there seemed to be a lot of sibling and nanny and all sorts of outside influences. And it was a real sort of psychological breakdown, wasn't it?
It was.
On my couch. And
yeah. It was very sad, actually, wasn't it, when they were saying about, you know, the nanny had pinched him to make him cry and not fed him.
Stuff.
Very.
However, that is about the age that perhaps a speech impediment would present itself in a more established pattern.
Yes, possibly. It can be before, really, if you know the child well and you're really listening to them. I think the thing in that's the story was nobody was listening to him before. But yes, preschool, we really need to catch people preschool, because if they're presenting with any sort of speech, language or communication difficulty, we really want them preschool. We don't want them to have to go into school and then experience all the difficulties that are associated with a communication problem. Because it's not just your speech it's affecting, it's everything. It's your ability to make relationships, form friendships, fit into society. So if anybody's worried about a speech, language or communication difficulty, please refer them to speech and language therapy.
Is it me and my perception of this, but for the person that's affected, it is a massive, massive thing. If you ask me to name somebody I know now with any sort of speech impediment or stutter or whatever, I'm having to rack my brain. It's not a big deal to the rest of the world, but you can't repeat that message too many times to somebody, can you?
No, you can't, no, because it is very personal, and to them it's affecting everything. I mean, you know, one of the worst situations would be to talk on the phone or to ask for something in a restaurant, to ask for a train ticket. You know, if you can't do those things, then you would actually be finding ways of getting around that situation, of avoiding that situation.
Is this film and the huge level of attention it's getting going to be of a benefit?
I hope so. I hope it's not just a quick flash in the pan and everybody forgets about it. I mean, I think it's good in terms of the stammering, but I'm hoping it's going to have a wider effect, so that people will be a little bit more open to the fact that, you know, you can have a communication difficulty, whether you're an adult who's had a stroke or whatever. It's not affecting your intellect. It's just the way that you're communicating. I'm really hoping we're going to have a longer term effect of that.
Well, as always, cracking to have you with us. If people want to find out more,